We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Let It Go. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 4, 31 to 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I have just read from the King James Version. When Tyron was a child, his family moved into a neighbourhood where they were the minority. Growing up, he was constantly exposed to racial slurs and harsh words. Though he did not fully realise it at the time, those experiences planted seeds of bitterness, hatred and prejudice in his heart. Over the years, those seeds took root. Even after coming to faith in Christ, these hidden attitudes remained. They were so deeply embedded that his faith could not influence certain areas of his thinking, including his views and decisions. As a businessman, Tyron was committed to operating with principles of righteousness. Yet, he began to notice a limitation. No matter how much effort he put in, there seemed to be a ceiling he could not break through. After spending intentional time waiting on the Lord, the root of the issue was revealed. There was still bitterness and hatred in his heart toward a group of people. Convicted, Tyron repented. He chose to forgive, not just individuals, but even the historical offences that had shaped his perspective. That moment marked a turning point. As he released the bitterness, the limitation lifted. Doors began to open, and he stepped into a new level of grace and influence. What had once hindered him no longer had a hold. Many believers today live below God's intended purpose for their lives, not because God is withholding anything, but because of hidden bitterness and unresolved offence. The instruction in Scripture is clear. Put away bitterness, anger, and malice. Embrace kindness, tenderness, and forgiveness. You cannot carry offence and walk fully in freedom at the same time. Forgiveness is not optional in the kingdom. It is the pathway to spiritual health, growth, and effectiveness. As you go into today, examine your heart. Refuse to hold on to any form of bitterness, whether personal, cultural, or historical. There is no room for hatred, racism, or tribalism in the kingdom of God. Forgive, just as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Prayer. Lord Jesus, search my heart and reveal any hidden bitterness within me. Help me to forgive completely and to walk in love toward all people. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 29 to 33. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.